can you use an intuitive eating approach when you also have a medical need to follow, like some type of medical nutrition therapy or some kind of diet regime to help manage your disease state or a diagnosis? You definitely can mesh the two together and become an intuitive eater who also has to account for some of those restrictions or adjustments. So on this episode, I'm going to walk you through what that might look like. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. So a question I've been getting a lot lately from current clients and people sending me messages on social media is, how do I marry intuitive eating and my medical nutrition needs? So by medical nutrition needs, what do I mean? That means, like, maybe you were thinking about incorporating more intuitive eating principles. Remember, intuitive eating is based on getting back to eating in a way that feels good with your body, responding to your body's hunger and fullness cues, and really rejecting that diet mentality, right? So getting away from restriction, deprivation. If you listen to some of the earlier episodes in this intuitive eating series, you'll know those things just set us up to have more cravings, have more thoughts around food, and they make it really hard to hear what our body wants us to hear when it's needing fuel and what makes us feel good and satisfied. So the magic with intuitive eating is you take away all that brain space that you've probably used for years for restricting and I can't have this and how can I eat this, and you listen to your body and you get back to having that healthy relationship with your body where there's no good or bad food. There's definitely foods that you eat, they make you feel better, so chances are you're going to eat those more often, but it's really making food neutral. There's no morality with food, right? It's not good or bad. Food is just food and it's fuel. But yeah, we can have the choice to pick fuel that supports us in a better way, but we can also have the choice to enjoy foods and things. So what if you go to the doctor and they suggest that you need to eat foods to help with health condition? And that's what I'm going to cover today. So I'll go through a couple of different examples and give you some concrete steps on how you can do both and what that might look like for you. Okay, so what may be a diagnosis or a discussion that you have with a healthcare practitioner that may make you wonder if you can continue on an intuitive eating journey? So in my clinical practice at my 9-to-5 job, I work primarily with the diabetes program. So I see a lot of people coming in with diagnosis of prediabetes or diabetes, and how can they eat to balance blood sugar, but also eat as a more intuitive approach. So that's a great example of a place where, like, we're going to get back to paying attention. Remember the three principles, or the three P's, sorry, of intuitive eating: paying attention, having patience, and making it a practice, right? So the same thing happens, like, when we're eating to regulate blood sugar, we're eating in a way where we are paying attention to what feels good and how the levels may fluctuate. It is a practice and it does take some patience, But the individual that's in that situation can also listen to their body, like, and listen when they're hungry. They can use, you know, some other parameters to get feedback, like, what is my blood sugar at this point or my blood glucose? But it's also listening to the body. Like, when I eat this, if I eat this combination of foods, number one, how does that affect my blood sugar? But number two, how satisfied am I? How full was I? How is my energy after I ate that? And those are all things that we'd focus on as intuitive eaters, right? Like, how did I feel about that food? And it's a great example too, because as an intuitive eater, food is food. And as someone living with diabetes who may be practicing intuitive eating, food is still food. So things like cake, things like sugar, those are not off the table for any of my clients. We just know how to incorporate those and how to practice some gentle nutrition. So combining our protein, fat, and carbohydrate or macronutrients in a way that helps keep that blood sugar more steady, but also recognizing that one piece of cake isn't going to throw your whole, you know, diabetes control off of, you know, track kind of thing, because, you know, we'll do regular monitoring and things. So that one thing isn't going to put everything out of whack. And it's the same when we think about intuitive eating. Another example could be someone that comes to me that's been diagnosed with fatty liver. So one of the common recommendations around fatty liver is weight loss. So then coming at it from that intuitive eating, health at every size approach, right? We know with fatty liver, activity, daily activity, 30 to 50 minutes a day, 5 days a week is enough to get a reduction, up to 10% reduction in the fat that's sitting on the liver, even if the weight doesn't change. So that is a great example that we don't need to have weight loss for that health outcome. So my Healthy Habits Tracker is a great tool if you want to focus on the healthy habits that people that live in a bigger body or people that live in a smaller body can focus on. And we can see metabolically that their blood sugar, their lipids, all those things can look similar. And it doesn't matter what size body they're living in. It's those health habits or those health behaviors that they're practicing, right? Because we all know sleep, you know, as an intuitive eater or as someone following a medical nutrition therapy approach, sleep is important. If we don't get enough sleep, it puts our body under more stress, which leads to more hunger and more cravings. That leads to fluctuations in blood sugar. That can lead, you know, us to eat more satisfying foods. So looking for things that have like more sugar or more fat, that's normal. That's the body's mechanism to keep us safe, right? So you can see how health habits come into it. And as an intuitive eater, it's just paying more attention really to how we feel, what our body's signaling to us, maybe stopping before we eat to check in with that hunger and fullness scale. I'll link the past episode and the blog post for that as well. But there's lots of, you know, different aspects that can come into being an intuitive eater, but also with a medical diagnosis. So what's another diagnosis that I might see? It may be someone that comes with, you know, a lot of inflammation in their body. They're suffering from maybe some type of arthritis. Yeah, there'll be some supplements that we add in. It's still going to go back to those healthy behaviors that I have in my Healthy Habits Tracker, which still lends you to be focusing on intuitive eating. It just means, yeah, you're going to make sure that you've got those healthy fats in there to balance that out. And it's very similar to the approach I use, the protein, fat, carbohydrate approach to eating for energy, which falls into this gentle nutrition as well. And it just takes away the magic of intuitive eating, even with a medical diagnosis, is that it takes away some of the guilt around eating. It takes away some of the shoulds. And I like to think about it as like I'm adding this supplement or I'm doing this elimination diet for short term to give my body resilience and support my body. But I can still do that from the lens of intuitive eating, right? Like I can still have the foods that are recommended to remove at this point to help my gut heal or to help my inflammation reduce. But I can still check in and see, was that satisfying? Did that fill me up? Maybe I can still, you know, fall within the category of foods that are limited for me at this time, but still come at it from that curiosity of the intuitive eater and still focus on food being food. And I'm just choosing different foods at this point to support myself, knowing that, you know, at some point I can have that ice cream or that cake, but maybe when I'm in this inflamed state or I'm trying to reduce something, you know, to help with my joint pain, that maybe I don't incorporate those things at this point. But it doesn't mean that you can never have that food again. When we get into the mentality of, I have diabetes, I can never eat sugar again, that sets us up for failure, you know, or I have PCOS, so I need to avoid these things. That sets us up for failure. You may well decide after you've done an elimination or a medical nutritional approach, you may actually decide, like, I'm not going to eat that anymore. I'm not going to eat gluten because I eat that and I don't feel good. Or I'm not going to have dairy products because I eat them and they cause havoc in my tummy. So it's not that those things are not possibilities, right? But it's just coming at it from a different approach of, how does this make me feel? How can I adjust this? And was I hungry? Was I full? Was I satisfied? What is my body telling me? And it's just, again, having more body awareness. And I think that's key for anything that you're focusing on. If we can just stop, pause, it's like coming back to our breath, right? Quite often we live in this state of, like, you know, fight or flight. And if we just take a few minutes to focus on deep breathing, or we fall into a meditation, you know, quite often I'll have a meditation pop up on my phone and I might take a minute and go into that. And I definitely feel better after. And it's not because specifically of that specific meditation, but it's because I'm coming back to my breath, I'm coming back to my body, and I'm giving my body that good feedback that it's safe and it's supported. So yes, medical nutrition therapy can happen as an intuitive eater. It could be a long-term approach that you need to adapt. It could be a short-term. But being an intuitive eater means trusting that your body supports you, getting back to a healthy relationship with food, paying attention to how your body responds, practicing and having patience, and knowing that our bodies are set up to support us. And if we treat our bodies in that way with healthy habits and things, we can have good outcomes, and it doesn't have to be a weight-based outcome that is the ultimate goal. So I hope you guys found that helpful. If you have any questions, reach out, and I will see you next time.